Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The Revelation of Life After Death, Before the Cross, and After the Cross by Wayman Marshall is a spirituality book that explores what happens after death. Wayman invites readers to revisit death and salvation. The book follows a rich man who lacks compassion towards a beggar. When the beggar dies, he is escorted by angels into Abraham's bosom due to his faithfulness. The book is insightful and provides readers with a new perspective that will change their view of death. Wayman Marshall got inspired by an open vision to write a book about life after death. He considers Jesus Christ as the greatest hero to ever walk on earth. And Wayman Marshall, author of The Revelation of Life After Death, Before the Cross, and After the Cross, joins us on This Week in America. Wayman, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Well, thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about yourself. Give us a little bit of background on yourself and why you came to write this book.
Well, at the time, I was working as an electrician, and I always had tools in the back of my truck, and this is how the vision came about, the open vision. And it was about 12 o'clock noon, and I went to the back of my truck to grab some tools out, and I was near the asphalt in the road. And then all of a sudden, it's just like I was there, but then there was something that was strange because I had my back to the road, and all of a sudden this black hole appears in the asphalt. And I looked, and I couldn't believe what I was seeing. And all of a sudden, I see like little shelving inside the black hole, and money just pushing the other money that was in front of on the shelves. It was pushing it off in the darkness. And as I'm looking at that, I feel something move to my right, and I turn and look, and it was zombie-like people. People were walking in a trance, and they weren't watching. They were just looking at the money and walking, and it was falling off into this deep hole. And when that happened on a Saturday and Sunday, you know, the Spirit was trying to get me to share that with the church, and I didn't. And so I made it to the next Sunday, and then I shared it with the church. And then at the end of the service, a lady from the choir came up and said, "Brother Marshall, I think that vision was for me." I say, "I don't know. I didn't see anybody, the faces that I knew." And she said, "No, that was for me. I was playing all my money towards trying to win the lottery and all that." And so we usually have choir rehearsals on Wednesday. And Wednesday night, the lady had a heart attack in the choir stand and died. I'm not saying that she went to hell, because playing the lottery won't send you to hell, not accepting Jesus as Lord and Savior. And that's what inspired me to write the book, was what happens to a person after they die? Where did they go? And Jesus revealed it to me in the parable of the rich man and Lazarus, and that's where it all started. That's how I started on the book. I started compiling stuff, researching, and trying to put it together.
Well, the book is so well done. It's called The Revelation of Life After Death, Before the Cross, and After the Cross by Wayman Marshall, our guest on the program. You'll find the book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places, readersmagnet.com. And we've got a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, that you can go get information on Wayman's book and order it there as well. Tell us a little bit about the book. You touched on it there. You've got this remarkable story that you tell, and it's such an important message that some of us lose focus. We go through life, and we lose focus of what happens after life. Talk a little bit about the book.
Well, I wanted to, if you notice, I've got pictures for each section of Luke chapter 16.
Yes.
And that came about because I went to the barber shop to get a haircut, and the barber and another guy were talking about some spiritual stuff, and the barber said, "Here comes Marshall, let's ask him." And so we got to talking, and I found out that he could draw. He was an artist, and he was 76 years old. And so he showed me some pictures that he had drawn. And so I say, "Man, I've got this idea to use these pictures to kind of illustrate Luke chapter 16. You think you can draw them for me?" And he said, "Yes." I said, "Well, I'll pay you for it." And I paid him for each one of the pictures that he drew. And I wanted to illustrate the places in each section that in Luke chapter 16 by a picture, and that's how the pictures came about. And so, and after that lady died, that really sparked my curiosity. So I started searching the scriptures and writing stuff down, and how it came together. God is the only one that knows, because I had never written a book. This was the first time that I had even attempted anything like that. But I was pleased with the way it turned out.
And well, you should be. Receiving excellent reviews, The Revelation of Life After Death, Before the Cross, and After the Cross. Our guest is the author, Wayman Marshall. Book available wherever books are sold. If you go to thisweekinamerica.us, you'll find links on there to be able to order the book there as well. If somebody had said to you a couple of years before this vision occurred that someday you'd write a book, what would your thoughts have been? Because it's interesting you say you really never thought about that. This really was divinely inspired, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, because it's no way that I could have done that. I mean, and you know, the title, reason why I used the Revelation, because I know that as soon as I said Revelation, that would catch people's attention, because they were thinking I was talking about the book of Revelation. But then I used it to be catchy, to try to catch their imagination because they thinking I'm talking about the Revelation, book of Revelation.
It does.
That
grab
was the reason why.
Well, that was smart on your part, because it does grab attention, doesn't it? When you see Revelation, you start reading the title a little more, and then you're interested in the content of the book. And the content of the book is so important. It's a great way, a great hook to get people to read the story and reflect upon their lives and the salvation they may or may not have. The title, The Revelation of Life After Death, Before the Cross, and After the Cross. Wayman Marshall with us on the program. What was the most exciting part of writing the book for you?
Well, the most important, the exciting part was seeing how it came together and how that it kind of shed light on some things that we've never experienced. Because a lot of time, if a person writes a great, big, huge book, most of the time people won't read it all. They won't read it.
Exactly.
But you want to keep their attention kind of high, so you don't try to put too much into it or make it too exhaustive to where they get bored and put it down. So you want to catch their attention, and I try to use the pictures to help catch their attention, so they go to the next, and then they would. And then I wrote a lot of information about what the Old Testament said about death. And what really shocked me was when I went to Job 27:19, and I was talking about Luke chapter 16, but Job 27:19 brings something about the rich man shall not be gathered. And I started looking up that word gathered and found out that Abraham was the father of faith. And then when people were in the Old Testament, when before the cross, they went into the lower parts of the earth, because Job 12:40 says, as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. So when Jesus died on the cross, he went down and shared with the people in Abraham's bosom, because there was two sections, place of torment and Abraham's bosom. The righteous went to Abraham's bosom, and Jesus took all of the people after he had preached. He was gone for 3 days in the grave, and he preached and led captivity captive. And the old rich man is still in the place of torment. And they were real people alive, because Jesus never used personal names in any of the parables that he said. And then in this one, it mentions Abraham, Moses, and prophets. So you know those people existed. So he wouldn't have to make up a story, because he's the creator of everything. So he wouldn't have to make up a story to make it fit, you know, some narrative.
Yes. When you were writing this book, what challenges did you face? You talked about the important parts, the exciting parts of doing this. Were there challenges along the way in writing the book?
Ooh. There were many. The enemy tried to discourage every chance he got. I mean, every time you look up, something would come up that would seem like you want to give up and say, oh, that was a bad idea to think you could do a book. And And but God kept it going, and he encouraged me by His word. As like, as you read His word, when he gives you something, He'll see you through it. And so that was the thing that was exciting to see, that even though the enemy was attacking, Jesus was still with us. He never leaves or forsakes us. He when He starts a good work in you, He'll stay with you till you complete it. And He did.
How did you stay motivated during that? You've got the word and you've got all of these pressures probably, and the little self-doubt saying, you can't write a book. What are you doing? This is too hard. This is going to be very time-consuming. How did you stay motivated during the time you wrote The Revelation of Life After Death, Before the Cross, and After the Cross?
By the grace of God and my wife and my son. And, you know, I try to be obedient to what is His leading and not get out in front of Him before start trying to do something that He didn't tell me to do. And so I was real attentive to what He was trying to say to me as I was doing it. And that kept me motivated. And then I saw that He was truly and really directing everything. It wasn't me. I mean, I can truthfully say that, like I said, I've never attempted anything like writing a book.
When you started to write this book, where did you get your information, the ideas for your book? You talked about the research. What was that like, putting all of the information together for the book?
Well, I tried to keep it flowing, you know, put the where it led you to the next step. And it was by the grace of God that everything turned out as good as it did, because there was times when I would get frustrated and put it down, and then I'd pick it right back up because I knew that God was directing it. It was hard.
And so rewarding when you read the reviews and understand that this book is teaching so many people. It's touching so many lives. The book, The Revelation of Life After Death, Before the Cross, and After, by Wayman Marshall, our guest on the program. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places, readersmagnet.com. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll have a link that will take you directly to information on Wayman's book there as well. What was your favorite part about writing this book?
Seeing the finished product and seeing that it really and truly shed light on life after death. I mean, it ought to drive somebody to God and make them sure to get salvation the first thing first. And then, you know, all the other stuff will start falling in place, because if you're a lost person, you're not going to ever have any peace.
Yes.
You're going to be torn all and turned and tossed every which way. And so the devil tries to keep you from the light of the gospel. And so that's the thing that you find out, that he throws so many obstacles in your way as you're trying to get close to God. He tries to discourage you because he knows that his end is already fixed.
Could you share maybe a memorable experience or two of the story related to your work? Anything that sticks out of important that went in from your standpoint in researching and writing this book?
Well, let's see. No, if God gives you something to do, no matter how discouraged you get, don't let anything discourage you from knowing in your heart that God is the one that's directing everything, that you're just a vessel. And don't get too puffed up or think you've done something so great that, you know, the world should know you. It's not about you. It's about Him.
So well said. Our guest is Wayman Marshall, author of the book, The Revelation of Life After Death, Before the Cross, and After the Cross. Can you share any lessons you've learned from failures or mistakes, lessons that you learned?
Well, one thing that I know is that you have to stay prayed up. That's the first thing. And no matter what comes at you, don't give up, and keep prayer one of your priorities, because that's the strength that you get from depending on the Lord.
The Revelation of Life After Death, Before the Cross, and After the Cross by Wayman Marshall, our guest on the program. Tell me a little bit about what you learned in doing the research in writing this book. We read reviews and we understand how you're touching the readers, what they learned and how it's changed their lives. What impact did it have on you as you were doing the research and writing this book? Did you learn as well?
Well, it gave you more confidence in trying to share with other people that don't know. And then, you know, this death is something that's universal. No matter where you are or when or what, it's something that's universal. And there's a fear of death, especially if you don't know what awaits on the other side. And I tried to shed a little light on what happened so that you make sure that you're in Christ and that we don't have to fear death. In fact, it's more of a blessing than a curse. And that by that you can be strengthened, and if something comes forward, you've got the strength to go through it, and you can give comfort to somebody else that's going to have to go through that, because every family on this earth goes through a time where some person that your loved ones, a close one, a friend, a brother, a sister, a cousin, or something, you're going to have to go through it. No family's immune to it. So it's something to give you strength and be strength for other people when they need you.
One of the questions you ask, and it comes to mind as we're reading the Revelation of Life After Death, Before the Cross, and After the Cross, is, are we secured in our salvation? How many people do you think have thought about salvation and feel they are secure in their salvation? I would think most of us, maybe it's superficial. We really haven't thought about it until we're approached in a manner, a vehicle like the book that you've written.
Yes. I think that it until, you know, you got so busy with the things of this world that sometimes you don't even think about death. You know, and then when you hear some bad news of somebody that you love that's got cancer and they're dying, they're weak and all that, and knowing this, you hope that you get a chance to give them some comfort and peace and share Jesus with them before their demise. And this is the thing that all believers, every one of us here on this earth, should be able to you know, give somebody some comfort, because during those times you are at the lower end of your emotions and you need some kind of assurance. And our only assurance is through knowing Jesus Christ. And then that way you can face this whatever it is, if it's on your side or it's on the other side, and you're trying to share with them, it gives you the opportunity to be a testimony.
With this book, you've taken a very important question. You've brought it to us in a readable manner, a way that's easy to understand, a way that's thoroughly researched. Are you working on anything else now? Do you have any other visions for another book?
I've been working on one for a little while. I've got all the rough drafts. I haven't put it all together yet, but I've got a book that's going to be kind of broad. It's going to have like Christian acronyms and different things that's in it, and the number 666. It's just using the American alphabet and different things. I've got all. Combined, and it's going to be in one book, but it's going to have one theme, and that's spirituality.
Well, I look forward to that, and right now this book that we're talking about is available, The Revelation of Life After Death, Before the Cross, and After the Cross by Wayman Marshall, who's been our guest on the program. Book available wherever books are sold. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Wayman, an excellent job with this book. It's a book that will guide so many people in the right direction, maybe something they haven't thought about, and a very topic that's so important to them. Thank you for sharing this message with us on the program.
My pleasure.
It has been our pleasure to have on the program today Wayman Marshall. The book is The Revelation of Life After Death, Before the Cross and After the Cross. Book available wherever books are sold, and you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.